At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second-class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, you don't understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second-class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year, second-class candy is pretty good.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I don't know what the winning name is. Too many teams, too many losses. One of those names should have been lucky, but I don't think second class candy was it. Sad to say. Welcome back to the Convention Center. The Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony is tonight. John Murphy is with us now, one of the inductees. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think you probably hosted this event.
I think so too. I think 8 or 10 times I did.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It can go pretty long.
Yeah, I can. Not my fault when I owned it. I had like 10 things and I was sitting down, but some people go too long. I got 5 minutes here. 5 minutes, 3 pages.
You're a pro. Door. You know how much one page or two pages is. Right, right.
Well, you can read a room. You get that sense sometimes as an MC. I got to do my part here to just sort of, keep this thing moving. I don't lose everybody.
I know. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do. You know, I understand. Everybody, it's their big night and everybody has a lot to say. I don't feel that way. I don't have a lot to say.
Well, I mean, we go back a long time with you. Bulldog goes back even longer than I do.
Right. We just had Mike Puchkowski up here talking about a time you had him call in from a time in basketball game on One-on-One Sports. I remember that show.
Yeah. You know, Mike, we started out, I got to tell the story on the stage. Mike started out as our intern at Sabres. And his main job, was to get a six-pack of beer for Rick Jenneret before the game was over.
That was it.
See, now we should have talked to you first, because his story was getting statistics for Rick.
And that too.
Okay, that was part of it.
Six-pack, Baltimore morning. Because Rick had that long drive in Niagara Falls.
He probably beat Rick, not out of line saying this, more upset if the beer weren't there stats were wrong.
He didn't make up the stats.
Rick never, ever needs stats.
That's right.
Well, you must have quite a – your grandkids just ran by.
Yeah, where'd they go?
They're with the mascots. Yeah. I don't know. But this has got to be a pretty cool night.
It is.
I find myself wondering how the heck you weren't already in this thing.
I don't belong in it, really. I don't. I don't belong in it. What did I do? I went to work every day, That's all I did. Now, work was fun. And I had a great time and met tons of people, but I didn't do anything special.
Well, you did a lot. I think you're selling yourself way short.
I'll say it this way. You certainly have a legacy in broadcasting locally. I mean, we all looked up to you, and whether it be through the booth or Channel 7, I mean, just different talk show. Talking to Mike a minute ago, I called your show when you were hosting.
And we hung up on you, I think. We hung up on you, right?
Yeah. I mean, where do you think I learned it?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, you might not love this, but, I mean, you welcomed me. I mean, I didn't know blank about blank when I walked in the door at WBEN. And to have you and Larry Felzer and all, I mean, it meant a lot to me.
Yeah. Felzer was great, wasn't he?
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Felzer was great. I miss Larry Felzer. Another thing I'm going to talk about, I think I'm going to form the worst athlete in the Greater Buffalo Woods Hall of Fame. I'm the chairman. I'm the head man on that list. But Larry is also on that list. Did you ever play golf with Larry?
No, I never
did. Oh, my God. He's worse than me. He's worse than I was. I used to love playing with him. I beat him.
When I moved back from Rochester, he was on our list at Adelphia. We would have Larry on once a week, maybe Mondays after Bills games.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was just intimidated at first by yourself and by Larry and other guys, Jim Kelly. But I remember, like, how excited I was to find out that Larry was really funny.
Oh, yeah. Really funny.
I didn't expect that, you know. But then we had our fun with him.
Yeah, which he was great. I miss Larry a lot. I miss Larry an awful lot. He was great.
So, this Bills season, John, I mean – Sunday was a rare game for them. They have not had many losses like that in 5 years or more.
I know. I write about every game, you know, at Channel 4 website. I write a piece about every game, so 16, 17 pieces. And that one was puzzling to me. They've lost before, but they haven't lost like that. And I don't know. I don't think you got to redo everything, but they got to do something differently, you know.
Yeah.
You know what bothers me? They don't stop the run at all. At all, they don't stop the run. And whoever they're playing, they can't play the run. That's, I think, the source of most of their problems. Number two is they don't really help with Josh. He goes back and he's looking, and all of a sudden he's got a circle around. He's not really open. The guy, nobody open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels to me, like, I don't know, I don't like to like think of it this way necessarily, but as bad a loss as they've had since they became a contending level team.
I know. I hope it's not the end of the contention. It might be, but I don't think it is. I mean, they got 8 more games this year.
Right.
So they'll probably win 6 of those, 8, I would think. And then they will win and get to the playoffs. But they're not going into the playoffs with a full team, which bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you trust McDermott in this spot? Like, he there's a calming, outward calming influence there. And this is a game where a team might sort of lose its mind a little bit after that. You want to think, fans are going to want to think that he has the touch. To come back from a game like that.
We'll find out. We'll find out if he does. I don't know. I like Sean, and he does a nice job, but I don't know how he handles this situation. He never had this situation.
Kind of a new one.
He got 24 assistant coaches on staff. 24. Isn't that a lot?
How many were there when you started doing
10,
color
maybe,
with fan?
Right? Maybe 10, 12,
right.
Maybe.
Right.
You had 24 assistant coaches.
a lot of people.
I was just listening to a podcast about Paul Brown.
Yeah.
Like, he invented that, full-time assistant coaches. And I never knew until today, I think, or yesterday, I listened to it, where the term taxi squad came from.
I don't either.
So Brown, he didn't own the team, but he ran it. And his idea was to keep the guys that just missed the roster around. And the owner of the Browns owned a taxi cab company. And so he had the owner hire all the practice squad guys, basically, to drive taxi for him.
That's a good idea.
It was a good idea. Yeah. And so when he needed somebody, they were in Cleveland.
That's good. That's a good idea.
Driving a cab.
That's a great idea.
So, well, we'll see. It'll be an interesting challenge here for the Bills coming off that loss.
Yep.
You have a lot of friends and family and fans here for your big night, and that's great to see. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you.
We spent a lot of time talking the 6 that's o'clock great. Hour leading into your show.
Yeah, I know.
We should maybe have planned something, you know.
No, usually don't you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we used to.
Usually you tape the last half hour and get out of there.
Well, that's a newer.
Yeah, I know. You're driving me nuts. What are you not taking off there?
Yeah, right. To lead into John's show, it's at 7 o'clock. We would, you know,
tape.
Get a preview. No.
You
not,
tape.
Not in those days. Sometimes now. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Nice seeing you.
See.
John Murphy with us, one of the 12 inductees tonight, Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at the Convention Center. You're starting to see more and more familiar faces.
What is that? Oh, that's nice. That's
Steve Tasker.
Yep.
Sal, of course. How is it possible that Sal, of all people,
has never been to this event?
Little Pam.
There it is, Murph. Murph, always ready. Always ready. Oh, wow. All right, John. Really lovely to see you. And I really meant what I said. Like, you meant a lot to me. Thank you. Yeah, how is Sal?
I mean, right?
This seems like exactly his thing. And I don't say that, like, judgmentally. I mean, it's just like, you know.
He's very social.
It's not. I usually get, like, too many people.
It'll be so crowded.
Right. He loves this kind of thing, so I can't. It's stunning to me, but whatever. It's nice that he's on the part of that advisory committee. So,
and you said also you can bid on Sal.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him about this on the air. The Sal Capaccio Experience, which is a four-course meal for four. I assume that means four guests and then Sal, at Elio de Palos. And that is one of the auction items here that I happened to notice. I did not take a long look around.
I didn't get there.
But there was a jersey that caught my eye over there that I wasn't sure exactly what it was. And while I was looking for something that might describe that, which I never found, I saw this. I'm like, come on. I should have taken a picture of it and tweeted it. Anyway, I hope that goes well for him.
Yes.
And whoever wins it.
Yeah, like you and I should bid on that and go out with Sal.
Right.
We can bid against each other.
I'm going to stay just to do that. No. That's not going to happen.
Well, to get back to the Bills topic that we spent a few minutes on with Murph, I don't know. It's interesting that he gave that answer to the McDermott question.
He doesn't know.
It wasn't.
How would it go?
He's got it.
Right.
It was, I don't know.
That makes me feel like he thinks that this is maybe the biggest test he's faced. And that's interesting. A couple things maybe could be going on. I'm not sure what yet because I haven't really thought about it. I might not be ready to consider that. That this could be a bigger situation than I think. You know, you lost a game. You look bad. That happens. It's the NFL. Okay, go get them. But everything else, like if there are internally structural concerns about the build of the roster, they could be facing a different – he could be facing, McDermott, a different sort of issue that he hasn't really had to deal with before. I don't think – like internally, I know out here we're always, you know, what about this guy? What about the right tackle? Invest in linemen. There's always something that you can complain about or point out that pick at. Like, this isn't good enough. I don't know if this is happening now, but it could be. I've liked thinking about it that, you know, they did try to be aggressive last Tuesday. It didn't work. And what does that mean inside even? Like, are people questioning everything that's happening? That sounds way too big.
I think what they need from McDermott right now is maybe as much ideas for that defense than, you know, what can I think? Not, I don't mean this about him. You can get the voice is so familiar and the messaging is so familiar and probably consistent, and it might not really hit you. You know, he's going to want his team to stay together and, you know, move on from a day that all teams have. Like, that I think is probably it. But, I mean, what's his stock in trade? He's got to get the defense right, and it has been, easily safe to say, a challenging year in that way with their injuries. But, I mean, Murph's point about stopping the run, I mean, watching Achan like Bijan did, you know, these guys like Derrick Henry did. I mean, these are stars, but still, like, once they get to the second level, it's just kind of over.
Yep.
Well, we worried about this somewhat about their defense and a lack of speed. And Hairston showed his speed on that one, but just didn't get there on Achan.
That's the fastest guy on the team, I would think, at this point. And, yeah, I mean, Achan is just that elite.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just elite speed. Yeah, I think more than the defense, like I think if they've had some, they've had enough disciplinary issues with Coleman that, you know, we've heard about them disciplining him. I don't know how deeply that runs, how regularly he is out of line. If, you know, when he gets dinged for a quarter last year and a series this year, is it a one-time thing or is it like, you know, warning, okay, you know, and is it something that's repeating? That's not, at least from out here, when you said stock and trade, before I even thought of defense, I thought of culture, the team, the group being all together, and I wonder if there is a problem internally because of Coleman. He's still leading them in snap share, and if there is repeated offenses and guys, you know, the tape don't lie, right? If guys going to watch 4th and 16. And it's 4th and 16. If you can find that on Twitter, check it out. It's just give up city. Like he's not just jogging. He's
not
jogging. He's jogging. Stuff like that and continuing to get on the field, continuing to play as much as he plays, like that might be a problem that McDermott hasn't really had to deal with.
Well, we took a call, I think, yesterday, right? It's only Tuesday. A guy made, around this time of the day, I think, too, a point about Samuel and Elijah Moore. And, yeah, he's like, something like, I didn't think they would have huge seasons, but I'm not getting anything.
Right.
And he pointed out how Elijah Moore had 60 catches, actually each of the last 2 years, right around that number, for Cleveland, which ran through, I don't know, 9 quarterbacks.
Right.
It's the Browns. And he comes here, well, now finally, free Elijah Moore because he's got Allen. Right. And instead, he might have 5 catches on the season.
He barely exists, yeah.
So right. Is there somebody, him or Samuel, maybe, I mean, Shavers is playing, and I just never really thought there was serious upside there. But at least those other guys have put numbers down in the NFL.
Right.
And maybe there's a way to move in that direction. I mean, you could also talk about changing Shakir's role and putting Coleman in the slot or just mixing things up. He doesn't have Kincaid now either. It's not, like you said, I'm not looking at this like the end is nigh.
Right.
But I also don't want to completely blow off the possibility because some of this stuff is going to be hard to fix with the players they have.
Yep.
The separation point, whether that's run defense or the secondary, different things in different weeks, it might be hard to fix.
They may have to get as creative as they've ever gotten on the offensive side of the ball without Kincaid, because that has been the only consistent thing in their passing game, as little as he often plays. it is a dependable part of their offense, the most dependable part of their passing offense. So without him, yeah, I really wonder what it'll look like. What roles will roles change? Or because I don't know. I mean, it is one game, right? And they just came off, you know, a fantastic performance against Kansas City. So maybe it's overreacting to think you gotta like get really dramatic change on that side of the ball. But I think it's possible. Like we see a different passing game. Maybe guys in different spots and different roles on Sunday against Tampa.
Tampa shouldn't be able to torch the Bills on the ground like we've seen in the other examples. The guy who I think is interesting there, this is Fantasy Mike, hi, is probably Sean Tucker. Rashad White does not really have high upside. Bucky Irvin, I think, does, but he's been hurt.
Yep.
And it sounds like he might not be back yet for this game either. But Tucker is kind of interesting. I'm dabbling in the Sean Tucker
dabbling
streets.
In Tucker?
In the,
yeah.
Dabbling in Tucker. Syracuse, I think. So maybe there's a little bit of a higher upside player for the Bucks, who the Bills will see on Sunday. As we continue from the Convention Center tonight, the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame ceremony and dinner, 35 years of this event. We talked to Ross Tucker, including I just, you know, shamelessly campaigned for Ross to be in this Sports Hall of Fame. But as you'll soon hear, if you missed it, Ross is in enough Hall of Fames or Halls of Fame,
right.
I think. He's already got a couple important ones covered. We'll have that conversation for you next from the Convention Center. Mike Schoep in the Bull.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.